my mercy when my agonized heart was opened by a lance on the cross. I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. Wow, what a beautiful promise right there. He desires that the image solemnly be blessed on the first Sunday after Easter, and whoever approaches the fount of life on Divine Mercy Sunday will be granted complete, and I underline that, complete remission of sins and punishment. So that means no matter what you've done in the past, it will be completely gone if you venerate his image and participate in the Divine Mercy celebration. The Lord says, on Divine Mercy Sunday, bring as many souls as possible to him on that day. He asked St. Faustina to bring fainting souls to him so that he could heal and strengthen them. Now, I believe that's not only just in person, but he also, you can bring their in with them in mind.
In prayer, yeah.
We have a prayer we have a chaplet group that meets every Wednesday morning at Our Lady of Lourdes after 6:30 Mass. So from 7 to 7:20, we're praying the chaplet, and we all bring names of situations and people, names of people that desire his mercy and that would benefit from his mercy. So they don't have to be there in person as long as you mention their name to the Lord and present them to him in prayer. The chaplet will be prayed during the celebration as well. It's prayed on rosary beads and takes about 10 minutes to pray. And the Lord says, my daughter, encourage souls to say the chaplet which I have given you. It pleases me to grant everything they ask of me by saying the chaplet. It is a very powerful prayer for the dying. He stands before them, like we said before, David, not as just judge, but as their merciful Savior. And if I could just read this one paragraph from her diary itself, it says, my daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon these souls who approach the fount of my mercy. Those are big words, ocean of graces. The soul that will go, this is an important line right here, the soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. Soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet. The Feast of Mercy emerged from my very depths of tenderness. It is my desire that it be solemnly celebrated on the first Sunday after Easter. Mankind will not have peace until it turns to the fount of my mercy. I think that's just so beautiful to hear the Lord's actual words of what he requires of us, isn't it? Just so beautiful. We will not have peace until we turn to the fount of his mercy. So if you want peace in your life, this is the celebration that you need to attend and to pray the chaplet regularly and just to cling to his mercy.
And it's 3 o'clock this Sunday.
3 o'clock.
Father Nick Hussein at St. Thomas.
Thomas Indicator.
People should bring their rosary.
Bring your rosary or any image or religious article that you would like to be blessed. Father Nick will bless them. The Knights of Fourth Degree Knights of Columbus will be bringing in the image. Like I said, the chaplet will be prayed. I just want to say one quick thing about confession, because that is a requirement for this celebration. The Lord asks that we go to confession either 20 days before the Divine Mercy celebration or 20 days after. He gives us that nice window, and then to receive communion on the day of the Feast of the Divine Mercy. But fear is a great obstacle to trust and spiritual progress.
Amen.
And so the Lord says in his own words to St. Faustina, when you go to confession, I am only hidden. Wait, let me see how I wrote that. Okay, when you go to confession, know this, that I myself am waiting there for you. I am only hidden by the priest, but I myself act in your soul. Here, the misery of the soul meets the God of mercy. Isn't that just a beautiful image? Mm-hmm. The misery of the soul meets the God of mercy. Make your confession before me. The person of the priest is only a screen. Never analyze what sort of priest that I am making use of. Open your soul in confession to me, and I will fill it with my light. So don't let fear be an obstacle to your spiritual progress. The Lord sits there and waits for you and is ready to forgive you of any of your sins, and no matter the depths or the darkness of them, even if they be as scarlet, as he says, they will be forgiven.
Now, this little red pamphlet that I hold in my hand, I know you will have those Sunday at the celebration. There is a paragraph that I'd like to read that is the one that really convinced me that this is a great prayer that can be used for our salvation and the salvation of others. And our Lord says to St. Faustina, "Encourage souls to say the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as just judge, but as merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation. Even if there were a sinner most hardened, if he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything, if what you ask is compatible with my will." And I thought, that is just so perfectly put. Of course, the Lord said it. It must be perfectly put.
Exactly.
it just hit me that even if the hardened sinner would just pray it once.
Once. He makes it so simple, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's not like we have to jump through a lot of hoops in order to gain this mercy. He's making it as simple as he possibly can.
Well, I'm going to encourage all of you listening to make an effort to get out Sunday to St. Thomas at 3 o'clock to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet as part of the finality of the novena on Divine Mercy Sunday. And if you just pray it once, you know, you're going to get immense graces. And there's always room, even for those of us that think we live at the foot of the cross, to do better.
Exactly.
And to pray for others. And,
right.
I know that sometimes I'm praying this at night and I fall asleep. And somebody told me at one time, I'm a grandpa now.
Uh-huh.
And when you're holding your grandson and you're telling him a story, or he's telling you a story, and suddenly he falls asleep in your arms.
Aww.
Isn't that a beautiful image?
And it is.
That if we fall asleep when we're in prayer to the Lord, to the Father, it's like we've fallen asleep in his arms.
Oh my goodness, David, that is beautifully said.
Yeah, I like that.
And I've always heard that he appreciates our efforts.
The
fact that we've taken an effort to pray the chaplet, and if it ends up we falling asleep, he knows.
And somebody said the angels finish it for us.
Oh, and I like that vision. Our chosen quote for this year's celebration is, "Souls that make an effort to appeal to my mercy delight me." So let's be a delight to the Lord. He has so many graces to shower on us. So join us this Sunday, April 8th at 3 o'clock, St. Thomas Church, Decatur. We'll see you there.
Amen. Marge Satiroff, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know I learned a lot about this. I'm sure our listeners have. And we will see you on Sunday at 3 o'clock. You're listening to The Cradle and the Convert on WDCR 88.9, 96.5 Catholic Radio for Decatur and Central Illinois. We'll be right back.
Welcome to a place where healthcare goes beyond four walls, where friendships begin, where our family comes together to care for yours. At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, you'll find outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties. We're bringing it all together right here in Decatur, where something even better starts right now. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, working together as part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
Well, happy Easter and welcome back to The Cradle and the Convert for April the 5th, the first week of Easter. This is a reading from the Gospel for the second Sunday of Easter, which will be this Sunday, and the reading is from the Gospel of John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this to them, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven, and those whose sins are retained are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and I put my hand into his side, I will not believe it. Now, a week later, the disciples were again together and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Wow, could you imagine what that would be like? A lot of us would be doubting Thomas if we got the word that our friend who had just been put to death a few days earlier had risen from the dead. And we would probably be much like Thomas and say, "Oh yeah, well, I'm not going to believe it till I see it." Luckily for us in this day and age, we've seen and heard enough of the stories of the Lord and the stories of the saints to know that this is the truth, that Jesus Christ has risen, that he is and lives among us, that we don't have to see it to believe it. Another thing is, at the elevation at Mass, when Father raises the host above his head after he's consecrated it, I always think of the words that Thomas answered to Jesus when he looked at him and said, "My Lord and my God." You know, I beat my breast three times when they elevate the host and when they elevate the cup, and each time I look at that, and I try to get my arms around the fact that that is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in that priest's hands on the altar. And I say to myself and to God, "My Lord and my God." It's a wonderful thing to have the faith that we do to believe that Jesus took bread and made that his body for us, and that he told us as he ascended into heaven that he'd be with us till the end of the age. And the Eucharist is the fulfillment of that promise that he is with us until the end of the age, bodily and spiritually. So what a lucky thing it is at Easter time that we reflect on all these prayers and that we have also come to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Okay, I'll be back in just a minute with some community calendar, and the bishop column will be on right after this.
Decatur Catholic Radio, WDCR, 88.9, 96.5.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, having looked previously at the first four declarations of our Fourth Diocesan Synod, we now look at the fifth declaration. Formation for discipleship and stewardship as a way of life shall be the primary focus of the catechetical programs in our Catholic parochial schools, high schools, and parish schools of religion, as well as our faith formation programs for youth, adults, and those with special needs, with sacramental preparation seen as a step in this process, but not the end of the process. Being a practicing Catholic must be taught as a way of life. Thus, religious education is a personal obligation that does not end with the reception of the sacraments, but continues into adulthood. Since the previous declarations of the Synod addressed our communal commitment to the discipleship and stewardship way of life, and described for us as individuals what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the fifth declaration of the Synod addresses the lifelong catechetical formation needed to prepare people to be disciples of our Lord and stewards of his creation. This relates to the proper sequence and age for receiving the sacraments of initiation. We will take up this issue in more detail with the next declaration. But it relates to the fifth declaration in terms of clarifying what the primary focus of our catechetical and faith formation program should be. In practice, it seems that people frequently view sacramental preparation as the primary focus of our catechetical programs and faith formation programs. Sacramental preparation is definitely important, but it is not the ultimate goal. Too often we see students completing their sacramental preparation, and then they stopped going to church after they received the sacrament of confirmation. Even Pope Francis has addressed this sad situation, saying, quote, "The sacrament of confirmation. What is the sacrament called? Confirmation? No, its name has changed. The sacrament of farewell. They do this and then they leave the church. Is this true or not?" The Pope was not making a joke, but was lamenting this sad fact of life that is unfortunately experienced so often in the church. In fact, Pope Francis called this an experience of failure. He then noted another experience of failure. Young people aren't in the parishes. This is an experience of a failure, something that goes wrong, a disappointment. We should take these words to heart and consider it a failure and a disappointment if people stop practicing their faith upon being fully initiated into the church. Initiation, by definition, is a beginning, not an end. It is possible to receive the sacraments validly without receiving the grace of the sacraments. The recipient of the sacrament must be properly disposed to receive the grace of the sacrament. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches in paragraph 1128, the fruitfulness of the sacraments also depends on the disposition of the one who receives them. Thus, for example, a person who receives the sacrament of confirmation in the state of mortal sin is validly confirmed, but receives no habitual grace because of the obstruction of mortal sin. Upon going to confession and receiving sacramental absolution, the person would receive not only the grace of forgiveness of sins, but also at that moment would then receive the graces of the sacrament of confirmation that were held in reserve. Our goal, therefore, should be not just to prepare children to receive the sacraments validly, but also to receive the graces that will help them to live in a spiritually fruitful way as followers of Jesus Christ for the rest of their lives. Since growing in one's relationship with Jesus is a lifelong project, religious education is a personal obligation that does not end with the reception of the sacraments, but continues into adulthood. Formation for discipleship and stewardship as a way of life cannot be seen as completed when someone receives the sacrament of confirmation, nor when one graduates from grade school or high school or even college. We must continue to grow in our relationship with the Lord until we take our last breath here on earth. May God give us this grace. Amen.
That's Bishop Thomas John Paprocki, the Bishop of the Springfield Diocese here in Illinois, and his thoughts on the Synod. WDCR is pleased to bring you the Bishop's audio column when it's made available to us, so that if you haven't read it in your Catholic Times, you can certainly hear him here on WDCR, The Cradle and the Convert. Okay, here's the big deal, you guys. Father Richard T. Simon is coming to town next Thursday for the Decatur Catholic Radio 7th Annual Dinner. Father Simon is the host of Father Simon Says, heard right here on WDCR, Decatur Catholic Radio, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a call-in show. Folks can call in with their questions about the church, the faith, the Lord, anything you want to ask Father Simon. And Father Simon is an expert in the ancient languages, which is one of the things that I just find to be so great about the guy. You can ask him, this is what the English translation of the gospel verse says. What is the ancient translation? And he can take you back and tell you that some words didn't have an English meaning, or some English words didn't have a meaning in the ancient languages. He will be here to tell us about that kind of stuff, and maybe even take a few questions from the audience if time is available on Thursday, April 12th, at the Mount Zion Convention Center. So if you haven't gotten your ticket yet, please, please buy a ticket and come to our dinner. This is our number one support of the year. This is our major fundraiser for WDCR. This is what keeps us on the air. And, you know, there's a lot of expenses in running a radio station. People may not, you know, consider that, but all the hardware and software, antennas, generators, there's just a lot to it. And instead of coming to you once a month, like some people do when they're raising funds, we come around at Christmas and Easter, and then this is our big fundraiser. This is what keeps us on the air, is the annual dinner. So you can reserve your ticket to the dinner to hear Father Simon by calling 464-1099. 464-1099, that's right here at the studio. And you need to do that relatively quick because we have to order the dinners. So here's the details one more time. Keynote speaker Reverend Richard T. Simon, host of Father Simon Says, will be our guest Thursday, April 12th, 2018, at the Mount Zion Convention Center, which is at 1400 Mount Zion Parkway in Mount Zion, Illinois. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. Dinner will be served at 6:15 p.m., and tickets are $50 a person. If you enjoy Decatur Catholic Radio and listening to relevant radio, we need you to help support us during this time of our fundraising. Also, I want to tell you about some underwriting opportunities with WDCR. You know, we are a lay Catholic organization formed to construct and operate the radio station WDCR, which is licensed by the FCC to operate on 88.9 megahertz and 96.5 megahertz. And 96.5 is kind of the south and west side of Decatur. We're listener-supported Catholic radio. WDCR's Annunciation Studio is located here at St. Mary's Hospital and is a division of HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, the Order of Hospital Sisters of St. Francis. WDCR offers relevant radio programming. That comes from Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's coast to coast now. WDCR would like you to know that there are opportunities for you to underwrite commercial programming here, not commercial, non-commercial programming here on WDCR. You know, we're looking for somebody to underwrite the weather. We have an opportunity to put the weather on the air every top or bottom of the hour with current updates. And I know a lot of people like to hear that weather. Many of us like the weather, but it's nice to hear the forecast. And we're looking for an underwriter to sponsor the weather. So if you or your business or someone you know might be interested in underwriting, please give us a call here again at the studio at 464-1099. All right, enough of my sales pitch. Let's see what the community calendar has today. All right, our friends at the Knights of Columbus will be sponsoring an all-you-can-eat breakfast this Sunday, April the 8th, from 8 a.m. until noon. Adults are $9, 6 to 12-year-olds for $5, and if you're under 6, you eat for free. That's one of their fundraisers, and they do that once a month at the Knights of Columbus, and all-you-can-eat breakfast. So after Mass, feel free to go down and join them for a good breakfast. I know the last time I was there, they had the omelet guy there that would make any kind of omelet you wanted. It was pretty awesome. Boy Scout Troop 134 will hold its 30th annual rummage sale on April 14th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the school gym at Our Lady of Lourdes. Rummage donations can be dropped off at the gym on April 13th at 5 to 9 p.m. Please don't bring them any tires, television, paint, stuff like that. Your support of the troop's primary fundraiser is appreciated. That's their. It seems like it's fundraising time of year, folks. The 2018 Our Lady of Lourdes Legacy Dinner Auction, celebrating the past, present, and future, will be held on April 21st, 2018. At 6 p.m. at the Country Club of Decatur, 135 North Country Club Road. Tickets are $50 a person, a table of 10 for $500. You can purchase tickets to support the Lady of Lourdes Legacy Auction Dinner at olol2018.gesture.com. I bet you can also call them out there and they can give you that information. I think that's 877-4404 for Our Lady of Lourdes. At Holy Family Parish this week, they're celebrating the baptisms and things that went on Easter Vigil. We rejoice with those who received the sacraments, the initiation, baptism, confirmation Eucharist at the Easter Vigil. Maximiliano, Sebastian, and Daniela Lopez were all baptized. And confirmed into the church and receiving the Eucharist were Holly Hauser and Jennifer Lopez. We want to congratulate them, welcome them into our church, and may God bless them, please. The Catholic Charities Beach Bash will be Saturday, April 7th. That's this Saturday at the KC Hall from 6:30 to 11. Tickets are $65 each. The Boat Drunks will provide the music. I think Max Diner will be there to provide the dinner. For tickets, call 428-3458 for the Catholic Charities Beach Bash. 428-3458. If you plan to be a volunteer at any of the parishes here in the Diocese of Springfield, you'll be asked to take a Protecting God's Children class, and the next one will be on next Tuesday, April the 10th, at 6:45 at St. James Parish House. To volunteer for any parish or school, you must attend this one-time session. I've been to it. Not a big deal. You just need to go and get this training to protect God's children. Call St. Pat's to register at 429-5363. And finally, the St. Thomas Lunch Brunch will meet at El Rodeo Restaurant, 4204 North Prospect, Decatur, near the old Radio Shack. I don't know why they keep saying that. The Radio Shack's gone. But it's right catty corner from Walmart there on Prospect Drive. They'll be having their lunch brunch on Tuesday, April the 10th at 11:15. Join them for food and conversation. And I'll tell you, El Rodeo has a great menu. They do a great job there. And that's about it for today. I'd like to close with a prayer, the prayer of the Holy Spirit, during this time of Easter. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who has instructed the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may have right judgment in all things, and evermore rejoice in his consolations. Through the risen Christ our Lord. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning on The Cradle and the Convert. Thanks to Marge Satiroff for joining us and talking about Divine Mercy Sunday. The girls will be here with you next week. So until then, this is Dave Slade wishing you a happy Easter, and may God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.
Love is but a song we sing, fears the way we die.